in it as well. But it's a really, really good show. I think I saw Danny Dyer in it, and yeah, quite a few people have had like little guest performances in the show. And obviously she's a mate, and I toured with Carol in Don't Dress for Dinner and Business Affairs with Gordon Kay, Ken Morley from Allo Allo, and also Coronation Street. And it was written by Jeremy Lloyd and John Chapman. It was a really, really good show, and we had really good fun. And it was Carol's birthday on the 8th of February, so hope you had a wonderful day, Carol. And Carol, for those who don't know, is probably best known as Louise Raymond in EastEnders and as Gloria in Brushstrokes.
Oh, yeah, that's Brushstrokes. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, she was great in that. Okay, should we play a Genesis number? You can dance, can't you?
I can dance.
Yeah. Well, these are for all you. I can't dance. Was I Can't Dance, Genesis, 1991, written by Tony Banks, Phil Collins and Mike Rutherford. And I'm playing it for singer and drummer Phil Collins' birthday, which was on the 30th of January. And it was written during one studio session. I think it's a great song, this. And the lyrics came from Phil, improvised in the studio at the time. And the band also adopted a silly walk for the video, which Phil had perfected from watching bad dance students at drama school. Well, Phil went to the Barbara Speak drama school, I think, and because his mum worked there, June Collins. So they all had acting backgrounds. And also my mate is Carol Collins, who is a lady ratling, and it is her is she's Phil's sister. And not a lot of people know this,
hey.
But I bought at an auction Phil Collins' handwritten song.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember. I put it in the loft and I can't remember which one it is. I'm going to get it out. I might be able to sell it.
Yeah, it could be worth it. They are, things are worth these handwritten songs go for a load of money.
Yeah, it was just hand, like, his first, like, probably making you giggle now.
You've got to go in the loft and dig it all out.
I know, I've got to find it. I don't know where it is. I put it somewhere safe, which is not good because it means I can never find it. And also, oh, there's a new range of Phil Collins T-shirts have just been released.
Really?
Yep. And they're available from the Phil Collins online shop.
No,
that's entrepreneurism.
Oh, I didn't even know he had an online shop.
No, but you do now.
There you go. Get a Buster T-shirt.
That's it. If you've just tuned in, this is Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Okay, I'm going to play a Justin Timberlake number. This is Can't Stop the Feeling.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home, we're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you, so just dance. I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling, so just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling, so just dance, dance, dance.
Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. So high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop, stop. Yeah, under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide. You when you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on, all those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance.
Justin Timberlake, 2016, was UK number two. I'm playing it for Justin's birthday, which was on the 31st of January. Former singer with NSYNC. He's also written for the animated series Trolls. And Justin was also the voice of the grumpy-looking grey-blue troll called Branch, a role he has just reprised for Trolls 3, also known as Trolls Band Together. See, I wouldn't have known that. Did you know that, Tony?
Yeah, I knew the tracks were because I play them on the show.
You didn't know he was the voice.
No, I didn't know he was the voice. I haven't watched Trolls either. I've seen it's.
Oh, come on. You always watch the kiddies program.
I do watch the kiddies programs. But that was really big in the years ago. Yeah. You used to get the little models, didn't you? With the little plastic.
Yeah, little trolls.
Yeah. With the purple hair and things.
Yeah, they were good. And he's also just recently been working on some new music and has released a new song called Selfish.
Yes.
And he's going to embark on a world tour in the autumn. Meantime, he's currently focusing on spending time with his wife and family.
Got a new album that's coming out, so it's taken off that. So
that's. I like Justin. I think he's great. Yeah, he's had so many hits.
Very talented fellow, isn't he? I mean, he's a great actor as well. He started acting when he was young as well.
Yeah, did you see him in something?
Yeah, I was watching a film the other day. I can't think what it was, I was watching a film the other day and he was in it. And you forget how good an actor he is. It's quite hard when singers cross, you know, that from going from singing to acting. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But he's really good.
Yeah, and Phil Collins did it.
Of course, Buster, of course, yeah. The train film, that was good.
Yeah. And Justin apparently never writes down lyrics. He just recalls them when inspiration strikes. That's cool.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I'd just forget. You know when you think someone's going,
I think he's just
really
making
good.
Them up as he goes along.
Yeah, probably is. It's the best way, isn't it?
It's an excuse just not to do any hard work. Just make them up. Okay, let's play a Temptations number. This is Ball of Confusion. The Temptations, 1970, and I'm playing it for what would have been Dennis Edwards' birthday, which would have been on the 3rd of February. Whitfield and Strong called upon the musicians on the track to help write this song. When they arrived at the recording studio, there was no song, just a series of ideas and chords. And the track was put together and recorded in a three-hour session. And it was released 4 days later. It's a great song.
It is a good song.
Yeah, and it was also covered by Tina Turner. It's a great version. She
I forgot about that version.
But also the backing track, not a lot of people know this, backing track was 11 minutes long, and it was by the Funk Brothers. But the actual song is just over 4 minutes, which the Temptations used. But you can hear the full track on the 1971 album, The Undisputed Truth. It's quite good, actually, because the Funk Brothers are great.
Yeah, very good.
And that music is great. Should we do another great number?
Yes.
This is Jammin', Bob Marley and the Wailers. Was Jammin', Bob Marley and the Wailers, 1977, written by Bob Marley, and I'm playing it for what would have been Bob's birthday, which would have been the 6th of February, and also in memory of Bob's bassist, Aston Barrett, who sadly passed away on the 3rd of Febs. And it was actually announced this week that the new Bob Marley biopic, One Love, will be released in cinemas on Valentine's Day, the 14th of Feb, and the film stars Kingsley Ben-Adir as Bob Marley and charts Bob's story of overcoming adversity and the journey between his revolutionary music. And the film is produced in partnership with the Marley family, including son Ziggy, daughter Sidella, and wife Rita.
Yeah, it'd be good.
And that, yeah, I've seen some of the excerpts, and the guy playing Bob is brilliant. Yeah. Just from the excerpts, I really, really want to go and see that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll go together, Tom.
Yeah, why not? Okay.
And there was also an Olivier Award-winning musical, Get Up, Stand Up, based on Bob's life and music. And among Bob's many accolades, he received the United Nations Peace Medal of the Third World for his courageous work fighting for peace and justice in Jamaica during a time of political unrest. Now, not a lot of people know this. But in 2009, Bob's son, Rohan, created three blends of coffee, which are very popular in Canada. And do you know what their names are?
No.
Well, one is Buffalo Soldier. One,
of course.
One Love and Lively Up. And what, you've got some interesting facts about Bob.
Yeah, his grandson, YG Marley, just got into the top 10 in the UK charts with the track Praise Jah in the Moonlight. It's currently at number 9. And it's his grandson and his mum, or the YG's Marley's mum, is Lauren Hill, of course.
Oh.
And also Albert Thomas Robert Marley, the paternal grandfather of Bob Marley, was born right here in Brentwood in Little Worley.
That's and where do you live, Tom?
I live in Little Worley.
Oh, that's it then.
He was based
You're
in
really famous,
there.
Tony, yeah. Now.
So there you go. It's
because you live where Bob's dad lived.
Yeah. I mean, when people first brought it up.
What a small world, though. What are the odds on that, really?
Yeah. It's bizarre to think that, because you think of so much of the Jamaican roots.
And a huge star.
You know?
And
The grandfather was based in the barracks, because he had the Worley barracks back in the day, back in the 1800s, was where there was a big army barracks there. So he was stationed there before he got shifted off into the Foxes in the war. There you go.
Not a lot of people knew that, Tom.
Yeah. Fact of the day. Factoid of the day. Vix Mix.
Okay, shall we play a Barry White number? This is a good one for Valentine's Day, Just the Way You Are.
I never take anything for granted. Only a fool maybe takes things for granted. Just because it's here today, it can be gone tomorrow. And that's one thing that you'll never in your life ever have to worry about me. If I'll ever change towards you, because baby, I love you. Girl, I love you. Just the way you are. Please me, you never let me down before. I don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far, no love. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Change the color of your hair. Hey there, you always have my unspoken passion. Although I might not seem to care, I don't want clever conversation. Don't want to work that hard. No love, I just want someone to talk to. I want you just the way you are. I need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I do.
What will it take till you believe in me the way I believe in you? Yeah. I said I love you, that's forever. This I promise from my heart. Oh Lord, I could not love you any better, yeah. I love you just the way you are.
That was Just the Way You Are, Barry White, 1978, and it was requested by Anthony Blood for Valentine's Day. Lovely song for Valentine's Day, don't you think, Don?
Beautiful song for Valentine's Day.
And it was a cover of Billy Joel's song, and Barry's version made number 12 in the UK charts. Barry was a prolific songwriter, writing many of his own hits, not just this one. And his orchestra, known as Barry White's Love Unlimited Orchestra, were renowned for their lush, smooth blend of instrumentals. I think it's more his voice, don't you? Wonderful voice.
I don't think there's anyone that's got a voice quite
like just so mellow.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Instantly
for
recognizable.
Valentine's Day. Are you doing anything for Valentine's Day?
No, I'm doing the typical fella thing and waiting for it to go cheaper.
Yeah, absolutely. The day before or the day after. So yeah. True. It's like, everything's so expensive. Man. Do you just think they'd cotton on, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you can't, you know, even the ready-made meals expensive, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, I went into Marks and Sparks the other day. Yeah, 25. But it was good.
Yeah, it's good. Little bottle of wine with it.
Yeah, that's it. Save a few bob there, Tom. Okay, let's play an... this is a Rick Wakeman number, Eleanor Rigby. Eleanor Rigby, Rick Wakeman, 2017, written by Lennon and McCartney, and it's from Rick's album Piano Portraits, and it's performed in the style of Rick's favourite composer, Sergei Prokofiev, and he's done several pop songs in the style of different composers, and I think they're brilliant. Don't you think? I mean, he's a mate, and I've heard him. He used to come to all the heritage events, and then he'd just get up and play.
Yes, amazing.
And just amazing, amazing. And then whenever he has a show, he bangs out. But I'm also playing this in tribute to Ian Lavender, because Rick Wakeman was a really close friend of Ian's, and sadly we lost Ian on February the 2nd. Actually, Ian Lavender and Rick Wakeman appeared on Celebrity Mastermind together. And when John Humphreys asked for Ian Lavender's name, Rick shouted out, "Don't tell him, Pike." I mean, Rick is so funny. He really is hysterical.
It's just an iconic line, that, isn't it?
I know, but to do it on Celebrity Mastermind, "What is your name? Don't tell him, Pike." Brilliant. And Ian was the last surviving member of Dad's Army. He joined the show when he was just 22, because he wasn't very old. He was like 70-odd when he passed, bless him. But I know he's been ill for quite a long time. Who were the cast? Ian Lavender, Arthur Lowe, John Lemessurier, Clive Dunn, James Beck, Arnold Ridley, John Laurie, Colin Bean, Frank Williams, he used to come to the Heritage all the time, Bill Pertwee, he used to be a regular, Pam Cundell, she used to come, and then there's Janet Davis and Edward Sinclair. So it was lovely, like, sort of meeting up with everyone, and he was anything but a stupid boy, because he was very intelligent. And I appeared with him on The Weakest Link. It was a classic sitcom episode with him in 2002, and he was opposite me. And he was looking at me, and I couldn't. They said, "Oh, where are hops? Where do you keep hops when you're brewing beer?" And I couldn't remember. And Ian, on the other side, directly off, is mouthing, "Oh." And I thought, I can't understand what he's saying. And if you look at that episode, you can see me really concentrating and looking at something. And then I got it, Oast House. So he helped me with that one. And also I appeared with him on Pointless in 2013. And we made the final against Mira Sayal and Phil Cornwell. They won, but we were runners-up. And it was really weird, because the actual question that, you know, that you won outright with, we could have answered, because it was like sitcom question, which was so annoying. And I also appeared with him in Come Back, Mrs. Noah, which was one of David Croft and Jeremy Lloyd's shows. And it was set in the future. And it had Molly Sugden and Donald Hewitt and also, obviously, Ian. And my sister, Anne, she was a regular in it. She was Scarth Dare, the assistant controller of the spacecraft. But she said to me, "Vicky," because I didn't get it. It was out of me and Anne got it. And so She recommended that there was this part for a French-made robot. And so I played one of those episodes with Ian in that, but I was a French-made robot.
Oh, yeah.
And I think when the boys thought, "Oh, who should we get for Hello, Hello?" "Oh, Vicky, French-made robot." So that's how I got that. I think that's how I got that part. And it's a shame, because that was a really good series, but it didn't take off like some of the others. And also, Gordon Kaye was a TV presenter on that series.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So it was all, meant to be. And that series led to Hello, Hello for me. And for Gordon, I think. And incidentally, the Lady Ratlings are holding a special lunch for me in May in honour of me becoming their patron. And we're going to have it at the Marriott Hotel in St John's Wood. And it's going to be on May the 12th. And so if you want to come along, it's going to be brilliant. And it's a celebrity lunch. And Rick is going to be one of my special guests.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I don't know whether he's going to play or not. I haven't asked him yet.
Is he one of those people, if there's a piano there, you go nudge
that. I know. He can't resist it anyway. Yeah. I know. And he'll become his beautiful wife, Rachel. And it's going to be great, because there'll be loads of my celebrity mates there. So that is on the May the 12th at the Marriott Hotel in St John's Wood, which is where we used to hold all the heritage ones.
Yeah, sounds fantastic.
Which is nice, yeah. And also, Rick was a former King Rat of the Water Rats, and also former president of the Heritage Foundation. So he was a president before I took over, and Robin Gibb was a president. It was it was a really good, thing to be involved in, because we put blue plaques up all over the country, celebrating people, and I think that was, you need to be remembered. I think, and there's lots of lovely blue plaques remembering sort of great actors and talents. So anyway, that's enough about Rick and Ian and me. Let's do a Bronski beat number. This is It Ain't Necessarily So. It Ain't Necessarily So, Bronski Beat, 1984, and playing it for what would have been the band's founder member, Steve Bronski, whose birthday would have been on the 7th of February. It was their third single and included on the Bronski Beat's debut album. The original lineup was Jimmy Somerville, Steve Bronski, and Larry Steinbachek, with Simon Davels playing, providing backing vocals to many of their songs. And Larry Steinbachek was Where Was He From, Tony?
Oh, I don't know.
Could it be?
Not Essex.
Correct.
Was it Essex?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And the band signed up to a recording contract after performing only 9 live gigs. And they were at the height of their popularity in the 1980s, disbanding in 1995, but reformed briefly from 2016 to 2018. And not a lot of people know this, but my husband did the video to this track.
All right.
Yep.
It was a good video as well.
It was a good video. Set in the nick. Okay, this is Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. We've got some more shout-outs, Tony.
Yes, where should we start? I'm going to try and pick out all the interesting names. We've got Roger J, 1971, Spinking 6, Peter Markey, Satin Boy 1, hello, Emma Louise Webb, Tim Turner, Daddy Ono, Greg Beer, Martin Hayes, John Saunders, Paula Taylor, Paul Puddlefat, hope I said that right. We've got Dave Chester, the Rigor Mortarist, what a name, Stuart Turtle, Lord Adrian, Kaz Poster, Ray Watts, Mark and Ash, Joe 0603, Alan Morley, Dave Jenks, Jacob Marley, Andrew Bolton, not the one from Sky, possibly, Stephen Roberts, Kevin Taylor, Budu Patel, Hoggo, I think I said that right, Tim Warwick, and Endon Stormtroopers. Oh, and Ed Piggott as well.
Oh, fabulous. And I've got some lovely comments from Barry Saunders, Michael Kjelson, Mark Tatum, Richard Lely, Lorna Scott, Lockie Pippa, Dina, Andy Davis, Paul Drew, Doc Johnson, Ian Cordry, Gavin Dalton, Simon Penham, John Matthews, Monkey Gorilla, Mark Hunter, Mark Deacon, Peter Sparks, Peter Jones, James Peck, Mikey, Stephen Roberts, Dr. Ball, and Liverpool 9789. And also a big shout out for my daughter and Ellis. So they're listening. You know, forgot that. And the family, all the family. You know who you are. There's too many to shout out. And my niece Susie. Yeah. And also I had some lovely messages from when I said I couldn't do the show because I couldn't get someone to twiddle the flashing knobs. Colin 2401 said, I have a feeling in next week's show, love is in the air everywhere, so do a Valentine's. We're doing that, and we'll probably do some next week. We'll play your request next week, Colin. And Jeff Coe, could you not find two British airmen to twiddle the knobs? Chris Dussettler, have a good weekend off. Vernon Watt's going to miss the show. James McGregor, oh my goodness, how will I keep my dicky ticker calm with nothing to listen to? Very good. James Courtier, hurry back, radio isn't the same without your great mix. Paul Fervier, my wife, me and our four kids love the show. Greetings from Belgium. Oh, well, hello to Paul Fervier, and thank you for listening. Peter Clifford, I'll miss your show. Andy, this is London calling Night Hawk. What time is your show next week? And do I need some cheese for my ears? Only if I start to sing. And Lockie BCFC says, enjoy your Sunday off. And Philip George says, have a lovely day. So thank you all your lovely comments. And thank you for being fabulous listeners. Okay, I'm going to play my friend's, the fabulous Rosemary, a number by her. And this is I Will Love You All My Life. I Will Love You All My Life, Rosemary, 2014. I'm playing it for Rosemary's birthday, which was on the 7th of February. And she has sold over 20 million albums, and she grew up in a farm in Newry, County Down. She's sung in Las Vegas, sold out at the Palladium, sung for Princess Diana, played Mrs. Johnson in Blood Brothers, also been on TV in Doctors, and she's been my mate for absolutely ages, and she's probably coming, if she can, to my lunch. And she recently won the Local Women Magazine Entertainment Lifetime Achievement Award in Belfast. Yeah, that was just recently. She's a brilliant entertainer, so yeah. Congratulations, Rose.
People forget how popular she is as well.
Oh, I know.
And
I know.
How many things she's done.
Everywhere. And you can see her in an audience with Rosemary at the Joe Longthorne Studio Blackpool on the 28th of June. And that was a lovely song for Valentine's Day. And also, mentioning if Rose is going to come along, you can go to the Lady Rattling's website if you're interested in coming along to the lunch.
Get tickets there, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. Okay, let's play a Dave Berry number. This is Little Things.
Little things that you do make me glad. I'm in love with you. Little things that you say make me glad. That I feel this way, the way you smile, the way you hold my hand, and when I'm down, you always understand. You know I love those little things in my ear that you say when there's no one here. Little things that you do, let me know that your love is true. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you. No one can do the little things you do. Make me glad that I feel this way when we walk. You like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you.
Was Little Things, Dave Berry, 1965, and I'm playing it for Dave's birthday, which was on the 6th of February. And also it was requested by Heist Liet 279 in Belgium. Dave was a teen idol in the 60s, and he had the unusual habit of, when performing on TV, he liked to hide behind the prop, hide behind his jacket, the upturned collar. Sort of, it was a thing in that time, wasn't it? They used to pull the collar up front.
Yeah, weird.
And the more hidden he was, the better he liked it. He claims this was because he was fascinated by imagery and liked to tease the audience. His first three tours were with the Rolling Stones, the Hollies, the Ronettes, which was great grounding. And he was such a lovely bloke. He used to come to the Heritage Do's and other, like, because we had them so often, like, loads of celebrities used to come, and Dave was a regular. And he had a wicked sense of humour, and he liked to play the odd prank on the Heritage event organiser, David Graham, because he was easy to wind up, so...
So, easy target.
Yeah. So his favourite prank was asking David Graham to tune his guitar for him, which Dave would untune and take it back to David and repeat his request. But eventually David Graham, after a few repeats, realised what was going on. Great prankster, and happy birthday for the other day, Dave. Okay, what are we going to play next? Is this the Frankie Vaughan number we're doing next?
It is Frankie Vaughan, yeah.
We are going to play Kisses Sweeter Than Wine.
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over, how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then and then, oh Lordy, well I kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. The rest of our life. I begged her and pleaded like a natural man, and then whoops, oh Lordy, well she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. The father of twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. Sweeter than wine. Well, our children, they numbered just about four, and they all had a sweetheart knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was so loved the grandfather of eight, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to think what happened a long time ago. I had a lot of kids, a lot of trouble and pain, but then whoops, oh Lordy, well I'll do it all again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter.
Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, Frankie Vaughan, 1957. I'm playing it for what would have been Frankie Vaughan's birthday, which would have been on the 3rd of February. And I'm also playing it because it's Valentine's Day coming up, and it's a, that's a romantic number. Also, I was a big fan of Frankie Vaughan, who was known as Mr. Moonlight. I think I was a big fan because my mum was a big fan, and dad, and, you know, he was just a larger than life. And you met him, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I was about 10, I think, or 11 or 12, something like that, very young. And he was in Brentwood, funny enough, talking about Worley. He was at Great Worley, one of the hospitals.
God, they all go to where you live.
I know, they just come visit me, even when I'm a child.
And Frankie's one of the only few stars to be honoured twice on This Is Your Life. And he was a king of the Water Rats charity. And he also appeared in the film Let's Make Love with who?
You?
Nope. Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, really? There they are then. Wow.
Yeah, that's a biggie. And also he appeared in 42nd Street at the Drury Lane with Shaney Wallace, who played Nancy in the film Oliver. Okay, shall we play an Everly Brothers number? This is Till I Kissed You.
Never felt like this until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. Things have really changed since I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You got a way about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You're not away without ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya.
realize what a kiss could be. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya. I kissed ya.
That was Till I Kissed You. The Everly Brothers, 1959, was UK number two, and I'm playing it for what would have been Don Everly's birthday, which would have been on the 1st of February. And Don and Phil began their singing careers alongside their parents, who were professional musicians, collectively calling them the Everly family. The Everlys were a talented family all round, with their cousin James Best well known for his role as Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane in The Dukes of Hazzard. Do you remember that? And also it featured in the film That'll Be the Day, sung by David Essex. And I actually worked with David Essex in a film called Grimaldi, which was a film about the Grimaldi brothers. And we had the Chuckle brothers in it. And Barry Chuckle, bless him, is not with us anymore. He played my husband in that one. And David Essex was Charles Dickens. Okay, I'm going to play one of my favourite people song now. This is Don't Laugh at Me, Norman Wisdom.
Don't laugh at me, 'cause I'm a fool. I know it's true, yes, I'm a fool. No one seems to care. I'd give the world to share my life with someone who really loves me. I see them all falling in love, but my lucky star hides up above. Someday maybe my star will smile on me. Don't laugh at me, 'cause I'm a fool. I'm not good looking, I'm not too smart. I may be foolish, but I've got...
Don't laugh at me, because I'm a fool. Norman Wisdom, 1953, playing it because it would have been his birthday on the 4th of February. Loved all of his films, Follow a Star, Stitch in Time. And he used to come to the Heritage as well, and he was always still mucking about, falling over, and got up and sang, and just still had the most beautiful voice. But I've had to pace this up because we're running out of time. So, and that's all we've got time for today. You've been listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Thanks to Tony for twiddling the flashing knobs, Nikki for helping with the research, and all you fabulous people for listening. Next up, it's Claire Javot and Natalie Bayes with the fabulous arts programme. Now, I'm going to go out for Valentine's Day on one of my mum's favourite singers, who would have celebrated his birthday on the 31st of January. So I'm leaving you today with him singing one of her favourite songs. Here's Mario Lanza with Be My Love. See you next Sunday, fabulous people.
I see them all.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Love, for no one else can I my arms, the way you filled my dreams, the dreams that you